And we're back here on KTOE, joined on the phone today by travel expert Russell Hannon. How are you today, Russell?
Great. Thank you for having me today, Dustin.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you on, and I'm excited to talk to you about some travel tips. And first, I want to ask you about the new book you got coming out, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, certainly. It's appropriately subtitled The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. It gives you anything and everything that you need to really travel for significantly less than you may realize is possible. And whether you're a five-star traveler, a budget backpacker, or anywhere in between, basically shows you how to leverage the best, latest, and greatest travel resources out there to multiply your savings.
So how do you exactly get into this kind of line of work? Was it just maybe a string of bad family vacations growing up? Or?
Well, actually, it was probably a string of very expensive vacations that where basically it made me believe that travel had to be expensive, that it was inherently expensive. And I would spend months saving up for a trip and often got back, spent a few more months paying off the balance. And I'll never forget once coming home to a $2,100 cell phone bill. And I was thinking, you know, this is crazy. And at the same time, my day job was to find ways to get better results in less time using less money. So I worked in lean management. And I said, there's got to be a way I can apply this toward travel, to travel more and spend less. And fast forward to today, lean principles are really the backbone of what I call ultra-economical travel.
So for some of the listeners out there who might be, kind of skeptical, you're saying you can have a great vacation and not spend a whole lot of money.
Yes, that's correct. Well, you know, travel is an industry that actually charges 5 times the local cost of living. Just take the average 3-star hotel that goes for $150 a night compared to a 1-bedroom apartment down the street that rents out for $900 a month or just $30 a night. You're actually paying 5 times more than the person who lives down the street to be in that hotel. Same thing with eating out 3 times a day while you're traveling as well. That'll add up over time to 5 times your at-home grocery budget. So by living like a local, you can really significantly travel multiple times more than living like a true tourist while traveling.
Again, we're on the phone with a travel expert, Russell Hannon, and I got to ask, what do you think is the most expensive mistake that people make? Is it mostly buying the food and drinks, or is it the airfare, or what would you point at?
Well, yeah, ironically, it's the first decision we make when we plan our trip at the very beginning. It's where and when we decide to go. So we want to go to the same places as everyone else at the same time. And people often come to me and they say, Russ, okay, I'm going to this exact place next month. Show me how I can save money. And sure, there's things I can do to help, but we could do so much more if we opened up our options. Because there's no one place from a vacation perspective that's so amazing that no other one will do. So by looking at all the places you want to visit over the course of the next few years, maybe there's your top 10 places, prioritize the ones that are least expensive to visit today. Maybe you have a cousin who's out in Europe, or maybe an aunt who's in Hawaii, or someone who's been transferred somewhere for work for a short period of time. By leveraging those short-term opportunities, you can get free places to stay and have a much more enriching experience by seeing people that you know. Also by finding comparable destinations in low-cost countries. Last year, instead of going to the Caribbean, I went to this island called Boracay in the Philippines. And everything was literally 75% less expensive than a lot of the islands in the Caribbean. I had a beautiful luxury suite for $48 U.S. per night. I was having kebabs and alcohol for dinner on the beach, and I was never paying more than $12 U.S. For a meal. So when you take advantage of that currency difference, and right now with the strong U.S. dollar compared to other countries, Europe, Canada, it's a great year to take a trip compared to other summers in the last few years.
So it kind of seems like if you're willing to maybe go outside your comfort zone, don't just hit up the regular spring break destinations, you could really save some big money.
Well, absolutely. And so some little summer ideas. Thousands of universities have empty dormitories this summer. And I came across this in London a few years ago. University of London, which is near the Theatre District in London's West End, has a bed and breakfast for £35 a night. So if you've gone to university and stayed in a dormitory, even I spoke to someone in his 50s who had done that recently. Sometimes when you get a bit older, we say we don't want to stay in dormitories, but really they're practically empty in the summertime. And that's a great way that you can use leverage to stay in these very, very expensive places at a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we're joined on the phone today by travel expert Russell Hannon and talking about saving some money for your vacations. And I assume that you can probably get a good deal just about anywhere. Is there, you know, maybe a place that you can't get a good deal? I know a lot of people want to go south, but are you thinking maybe hit the forest or hit the Antarctic, or can you just go basically anywhere?
Well, you know what? Here's some little tips. Regardless of where you're going, a lot of people sign up to e-coupons at home, like Groupon or socialliving.com. And what you can do is actually 2 weeks before your trip, change your hometown to the destination you'll be visiting, and you'll start getting all kinds of coupons for discounts coming in. They usually target locals. And I do this before I go anywhere, just as a rule of thumb, and I find all kinds of great deals. There's also another place that has 1,600 deals neatly organized by city, and you can get upwards of 40% off on everything from hotels, restaurants, spas, and leisure activities. Go to travelzoo.com and just put the destination you're visiting, and you'll find all kinds of great deals there.
And when it comes to planning these vacations, is it possible to travel cheaper with a large family, or does it work better to go solo, or how does that work?
Well, with families, there's a few things that I recommend. One is accommodations really chews up an awful lot. And we don't want to stay in hotels when we've got two or three kids with us. So there's a website that was featured in a movie with Cameron Diaz a few years ago. It's called The Holiday, and that featured a real website, homeexchange.com, which is a home swapping website. And I think that's a great alternative for hotels, or sorry, for families to swap with other families who have the same number of kids in the same age range. That way you'll have the right number of rooms and toys and all those sorts of things. Also, there's a few airlines that have credit cards that have a benefit that allow you to bring a companion with you for an extra $100 anywhere that you're flying within the continental U.S. or Canada. And what I recommend is both spouses to get that credit card, and then you can use your companion pass to bring your children with you. So that really cuts down on the cost of your flights. Some examples of them include Alaska Airlines has a Visa Signature card that has an annual companion pass. And there is a second one. It's not coming to me top of mind, but there is another one out there, one of the major U.S. airlines.
Yeah, that does seem like kind of the place where they usually get you nowadays is at the airport. Would you say when you're planning a trip, is it best to go to some of these sites like, a Priceline, or is it cheaper sometimes maybe to just piece it out individually?
Well, Priceline does get better rates than any other website out there. There is a close second. But with Priceline, and they've got this name your price feature, and what they're hoping is that you'll bid higher than what the rock bottom price is, because they split anything above the Priceline rate with 50-50 with the hotels. So this is how you can find the best Priceline rate every time, is when you submit your bid, they get you to put your credit card info, but use a gift card that you get at a grocery store that has a lower balance than what you're bidding. And if Priceline accepts it, you'll get a pop-up window saying they couldn't process your order. And then you just resubmit your bid $5 or $10 lower until it gets rejected. And that's a way that you can find the best possible Priceline rate.
And again, I assume a lot of this stuff is in the new book, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. Is there a website or maybe a place you would direct the listeners to for more info?
Yeah, certainly. TheTravelBarrier.com is a free guide. It shows you how to beat the best online fare every time, every flight. And if you go on the blog, it'll also show you 5 things you can choose from to never pay roaming fees again.
Excellent. Well, again, Russell, thanks a lot for being on with me today. And I'm excited to try some of these tips out myself and maybe get out of Minnesota before it gets too cold.
Pleasure's all mine. Happy travels this summer.
Again, that was travel expert Russell Hannon, also the author of the book Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. Don't travel too far. We'll be back after this on KTOE.